Lubanga recruit, train, and use hundreds.
Often murdered their families.
Turning the girls into sex slaves and the boys into child soldiers.
Still suffered.
In recent days, a video featuring Ugandan rebel leader Joseph Kony claims he's messianic.
But Kony and Lubanga are just two of the many African rebel leaders. Who are they and how have they been allowed to destabilise Africa? That's Rear Vision at the new time, Sunday after the midday news, here on RN.
You're listening to By Design, here on RN, with Fenella Kernebone.
Indeed you are. And coming up on By Design, economist Ian Harper offers his perspective on how the way we build and organise our cities helps or hinders social connection. And we meet John Denton of acclaimed Australian architecture firm Denton Corker Marshall to discuss their work in China and the future. But now it's time for, you guessed it, the Design Files. And this week, resident writer Colin Bissett explores that classic automobile, the Mini Miner.
Forget the new Mini, however cute and successful it might be, for nothing is as cute and successful as the original. Designed in 1958 by Alec Issigonis and inspired by a fear of oil shortages, it was the very model of thrift. This is clearly shown in the design of the door. Sliding windows save space and keep manufacturing costs down. A length of plastic cord serves as a door handle. And deep door pockets allow plenty of storage, big enough apparently to hold a bottle of the designer's favourite brand of gin. The car is filled with practical touches, including rubber-plugged holes in the floor to drain water so you could hose out the interior. The lightness of the car body and its sideways-mounted engine created an agile driving experience, making races out of the boys who drove them. Called the Austin 7, or the Morris Mini Miner, when launched, by 1969 it was known simply as the Mini, a brand in itself. Variations evolved, which included a van, a station wagon, posher versions with upright radiator grills and boots called the Riley Elf and Woolsey Hornet, and a stripped-back version called the Moke, which was designed for the army but found favour with the groovy set of London's Carnaby Street and in Australia's beach resorts. Like the Volkswagen Beetle and the Citroën de Chavaux, it was a people's car, big enough for a small family, though a record 21 people once squeezed into it, and cheap to buy, even though the jet set loved kitting it out with luxurious leather and wood interiors, tinted windows and alloy wheels. An Australian version was made in Sydney from 1961, including a model released in 1967 called the Mini K, K for kangaroo, stickers of which adorned the exterior. Over 5 million Minis were produced worldwide, and its versatile heritage remains a potent ingredient in the present-day success of its latest namesake.
Colin Bissett in the Design Files. I love the idea of 21 people squeezing their way into a Mini.